Title: Humanize in Amen Style 808 Tale from Scratch in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, let's build one of those proper jungle and drum and bass 808 tales from scratch, and then make it feel human, like it's actually playing with the Amen instead of just sitting on top of it. The big idea today is automation, because a long 808 tale can make a drop feel gigantic, but if every hit is identical, it screams copy-paste. We're going to make the tale breathe, a little pitch dip, a little change in length, subtle tone shifts, and ducking that locks it into the break. You'll end up with a reusable instrument rack you can drop into any 170 to 175 BPM project. Step 0. Set the context so you can actually hear what's working. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Now grab an Amen break, drop it onto an audio track, and slice it to a new MIDI track. Choose transient slicing. Great. Program a simple two-bar drum and bass pattern, or use a pre-made one. But make sure there's a clear moment where you want that 808 tail to land. Classic choices are right on the one, or tucked after a snare. Your goal is this: the 808 tail should feel like it's part of the break's motion, not a separate bass note that just happens to be playing. Now step 1. Build the clean 808 tail synth. Create a new MIDI track and drop operator on it. In operator, keep it simple. Use an algorithm that's basically just oscillator by itself. Set oscillator to a sine wave. That's your clean sub core. Now shape the amp envelope. Attack at 0. Decay somewhere around 900 to 1400 milliseconds. Start at about 1100. Sustain all the way down, so it falls away. Release around 80 to 140 milliseconds. Start near 110. Play a note. You should hear a fast onset and then a nice smooth tail. If it feels too short, increase decay. If it's stepping on your next drum hit, shorten it. And remember, at 174 BPM, long decays get in the way fast. Coach tip here: loop just one bar of your Amen and your sub. Shorten the tail until the snare body stays clear, then add a tiny bit of length back only on the hits that deserve it. That's how you get huge low end without mud. Step 2. Add the signature pitch drop. This is the Amen style bend. In operator, go to the pitch envelope, turn it on, set the amount somewhere between plus 24 and plus 48 semitones, start at plus 36, set the decay between 60 and 130 milliseconds, start at 90, attack at 0. Now when you hit a note, it'll start higher for a split second and then fall into the real pitch. That little drop gives you that classic thwack at the front without needing a separate transient sample. One warning: if you make that pitch envelope decay too long, you'll start getting laser noises, which can be cool, but it won't be the tight jungle sub tail we're aiming for. Step 3. Make it feel human using velocity, and then set yourself up for performance style automation. Go to operator's global section and find velocity to volume. Set it around 40 to 70%. 55% is a good starting point. Now in your MIDI clip, place your 808 hits where they support the Amen. Keep it simple, maybe to hit on bar 1 beat 1. And bar 2 beat 1 to start. Add a ghost tail right after a snare if you want roll. Then vary your velocity slightly. Main hits around 95 to 115. Ghost hits around 60 to 85. The point isn't random. The point is intention. Some hits speak, some hits whisper. Now group operator into an instrument rack. That way you can build a few macros and treat this like an instrument you perform with. Map operator's amp decay to macro 1 and name it tail, or hold if you want it to feel like a bassist articulation control. Set the macro range maybe 700 milliseconds on the low end, and 1600 on the high end. Velocity won't automatically move that macro, but now you've got a single knob you can automate per phrase, which is actually more musical in drum and bass. Velocity gives you the micro feel, automation gives you the phrase level performance. Step 4. Add subtle life, not wobble, life. First, micro pitch drift, and I mean tiny. Add the stock LFO device after operator on the same track. Set the rate super slow, like 0.1 to 0.3 Hz. Map it to operator fine-tuning if you can. Keep the movement around plus or minus 3 to 8 cents maximum. If you go beyond that, your sub starts feeling seasick and the fundamental gets weak. The club does not want a confused fundamental. Now tone movement. Add auto filter after operator. Use a low-pass 24 dB filter. Start the cutoff around 120 to 220 Hz. Resonance between about 0.4 and 0.8. Add a little drive, 2 to 6 dB, just for weight. Here's the human part. Don't just set the filter and forget it. Automate it. Open it slightly on the big downbeats, maybe 200 to 260 Hz, so the tail has a bit more presence. Close it on ghost tails, maybe 110 to 170 so they feel tucked and controlled. And when you draw automation, avoid perfectly straight lines if you can. Think in automation shapes like a performer. For filter movement, a nice move is a tiny push open right after the transient, then slowly settling back down. That reads as played. Step 5. Add grit that translates on small speakers without destroying the sub. You have two main choices, Roar and Live 12, or the classic saturator. If you use Roar, start with a softer mode like Soft Clip or Warm. Drive something like 5-12%, and keep the mix in the 15-35% range. The goal is harmonics above the deep sub, not a crunchy, flat-lined low end. If you use saturator, try Analog Clip. Drive 3-8 dB, Soft Clip on, then trim the output so you're not just fooling yourself with loudness. A really solid pro move here is split band distortion using an audio effect rack after your synth. Make two chains. One chain is sub clean, utility, maybe a very gentle EQ. The other chain is harmonics. High pass it around 120 to 180 Hz, then hit roar or saturator harder, then maybe a little EQ if it gets honky. Blend the harmonic chain up quietly until the 808 rhythm is audible on small speakers without you needing to raise the sub level. That's the sweet spot. Step 6. This is the core lesson. Humanize with automation that follows the amen. Open your 808 MIDI clip, go to the envelopes area, and start automating a few key things. First, automate tail, your decay macro. Don't change it every hit. Change it like a musician would across the phrase. Try this 2 bar plan at 174 BPM. Bar 1 beat 1. Longer tail, stronger attitude. Make it the statement. Later in bar 1, maybe around beat 3 or 4, shorter tail, cleaner. Let the drums talk. Bar 2 beat 1. Median tail. Bar 2 near the end, beat 4. Longer again to pull you back into the loop. Now pitch variation. You can keep your main pitch envelope constant, but create little differences by automating either a bend macro map to pitch envelope amount, or by automating a tiny transient-only transpose move. And if you want that old-school elasticity, do a two-stage bend. Stage 1 is your main pitch envelope, big drop in the first 80 to 120 milliseconds. Stage 2 is barely there drift. Automate fine-tuning down a couple cents over 300 to 600 milliseconds, so it feels tape-ish and alive without sounding like an LFO wobble. Now the most important clue, ducking, so the tail gets out of the way of the break. Add a compressor after your saturation. Turn on sidechain. Choose your amen track as the input, usually post-FX. Start with ratio at 4 to 1. Attack around 5 milliseconds. Release around 95 milliseconds. Now lower the threshold until you see about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on the main hits. Listen for the pocket. When the kick or the low thump of the break hits, the sub should politely step back, and then bloom right after. That bloom is where the weight lives. Now humanize that ducking with automation. In the drop, automate the compressor threshold so you get slightly more ducking, cleaner punch. In a breakdown or a thinner section, ease off the ducking so the tail feels bigger and more open. If you want an even more controlled pump, you can use volume shaping. Autopan can do this if you set phase to 0 degrees so it becomes volume modulation. Pick a downward ramp style shape, sync the rate to a quarter note or eighth note, and keep the amount modest, like 10 to 30%. Then automate the amount per section. Extra coach trick. If the timing feels slightly off but you don't want to edit MIDI, use track delay on the 808 channel. Try plus 5 to plus 15 milliseconds if the sub feels early, or minus 5 milliseconds if it feels like it's dragging behind the drums. Sometimes that one adjustment makes the whole low end click into the amen swing. Step 7. Make it musical in an arrangement, not just a loop. Here's an easy 8-bar energy plan. Bars 1 to 2. Short tails tighter. Let the amen establish the groove. Bars 3 to 4. Gradually increase tail and open the filter a touch for tension. Bars 5 to 6. The drop. Full tail length. Stronger bend on the main downbeats. Bars 7 to 8. Add one or two ghost tails at low velocity and shorter decay to enhance roll, but don't clutter. And here's a huge arrangement secret. Automate absence, not just presence. Try removing the 808 tail on one key hit, like the last snare before the loop restarts. That little hole makes the next downbeat feel enormous with zero extra sounds. Quick common mistakes to avoid while you're dialing this in. If the tail is too long in a busy break, it turns to mud. Fix it by shortening decay, increasing ducking, or closing the filter. If your pitch drift is too deep, your sub gets weak. Keep micro pitch in cents, not semitones. If you oversaturate the sub, you lose headroom and clarity. Prefer split band harmonics or gentle drive. If you don't automate anything, it will sound like the same 808 every bar. Pick two or three parameters and perform them across phrases, and make sure you're in tune. Drop a tuner after the synth, and confirm the sustained part of the tail lands on the right note. Weak pitch envelopes can trick your ear. Before we wrap, do a quick mix sanity check. Put utility on the 808 track and set width to zero. Keep the sub mono, always. Then S/B in mono at low volume. If the bass groove disappears at low volume, don't just turn up the sub. Add controlled harmonics in at mid-chain so the rhythm reads on small speakers. Mini practice exercise, 15 minutes. Build the operator 808 exactly like we did. Program a 2-bar pattern. 808 on bar 1 beat 1, bar 2 beat 1, plus 1 ghost tail after a snare. Automate tail, long on bar 2 beat 1, short on the ghost. Automate filter, open on the ones, close on the ghost. Automate compressor threshold, slightly more ducking on bar 2 so the phrase changes. Then freeze and flatten, or just bounce a quick audio print. Listen and ask, does it roll with the amen? Is the sub stable? When the snare hits, does the sub move out of the way? Recap.